Welcome back to the SCP File Report. Apologies, my break was longer than expected, but things have finally settled down enough to get another episode out there. I definitely won't be as regular as I was before, but I will update my listeners on events related to the podcast on my Patreon, which can be found on the podcast homepage. Without further delay, let's get to the file. Hello, this is Research Assistant Rockwell, and welcome to the SCP File Report. Here, I will cover SCP documents, from the mundane to the murderous in the files they're presented in. Let's get started. Item number, SCP-1480. Object class, safe. Special containment procedures. The SCP as Hawkum is presently instructed to maintain observation and communications with SCP-1480 on the surface of Titan, in addition to its regular geological duties. The distance and technological difficulties involved with reaching Titan serve as adequate containment, so long as the existence of the SCP as Hawkum remains secret. Only a handful of ESA personnel vetted and briefed by Foundation liaisons are to be informed of the existence and purpose of SCP-S Hawkum. Select photographs of the surface of Titan have been doctored by Foundation personnel and provided to the ESA for publication. Photographs are to be doctored to remove the presence of SCP-1480. SCP-S Hawkum is to continue attempting to establish contact with SCP-1480 and any entities inside of SCP-1480. Description. SCP-1480 is a 2004 Blue Bird Model Type C school bus with all typical school bus external markings removed, other than the number 64, currently resting on the surface of Titan. Based on physical markings and details, SCP-1480 is believed to be either a Weakley County School District school bus declared missing on February 11, 2007, from Dresden Elementary School, or a carefully crafted replica thereof. No explanation has yet been determined for the temporal discrepancy between the bus's disappearance and the discovery of SCP-1480. SCP-1480's windows are opaque. No light of any wavelength can be seen through them. Additionally, ultrasound imaging of the object's interior were inconclusive. Periodically, flashing lights can be seen emanating from the windows of SCP-1480. These were detected frequently before SCP-S Hawkum landed on Titan, but have since become extremely rare. These flashes can be deciphered into Morse code messages. How the entity is familiar with Morse code protocols is unknown. Judging from phrasing and the varying speeds of the flashes, different windows seem to speak from different but consistent perspective or voices. The flashing lights can be translated into English via Morse code, and a log recording messages can be found in Addendum 1480-A. Addendum 1480-A. The SCP-S Hawkum is currently deployed on the surface of Titan as part of an unrelated scientific exchange program, led by several high-level officials within the European Space Agency, NASA, and the Foundation. Under the terms of that agreement, NASA-ESA provided the interplanetary vehicle, gave the Foundation final control over the vehicle's mission parameters, in exchange for certain technological enhancements from the Foundation, and the ability to access all non-sensitive scientific data from the mission. The Hawkum detected the presence of SCP-1480 from a distance of several thousand kilometers away. From a distance, the Hawkum could detect SCP-1480 and the flashing lights inside the object. The Hawkum made landfall on January 14, 2005. The flashing lights within SCP-1480 ceased at that time. Since then, the lights have resumed at periodic intervals. Selected excerpts of communications recorded from SCP-1480s are listed as follows. January 11, 2005. Beginning at 0232 hours, all windows became briefly active for a period of 90 seconds. Because windows can only be seen from one side of the bus at a time, not all parts of a given conversation can be heard at any given time. Content of messages recorded consists largely of short, declarative sentences, such as, "Nuh-uh," "You cannot do that," and "I am telling." At 0234, the windshield flashed the message, "Settle down back there," and all windows cease flashing. January 13, 2005. Several windows towards the back of the starboard side of the bus begin flashing in apparent conversation with one another. The rearmost window asks, "Why did Tyler not get on the bus?" To which the window immediately in front of it replies with, "He was chosen by the sender." The first window replies, deciphered literally with, "Aw man," followed by a series of complaints about an unidentified entity known as the sender. The third window from the rear flashes, "Who is the sender?" followed by a pause believed to be a reply from a window on the other side of the bus. At the end of that pause, the windshield flashed, "What have you done?" The windshield remained illuminated at the end of the sequence. All windows between the windshield and the back of the bus begin flashing on and remaining on until the lights reach the back of the bus. The windows at the back of the bus flashed a series of distress messages until the line of steadily illuminated windows reached the back of the bus, at which point the two windows at the back of the bus flashed on as well. All windows then became dark. The two windows and another one on the side of the bus have not been observed to light up at any point since. January 14, 2005. SCP-S Hockham made landfall around 2201. Prior to beginning orbital landing maneuvers that took the Occam's cameras off SCP-1480, the windows nearest to the Occam began flashing messages such as, "Do you see that? What is that?" and "Is that my mommy?" As the Occam approached the surface of Titan, these messages began occurring with greater frequency. However, once the Occam made contact with Titan, the windows of SCP-1480 flashed bright white once, then went black. As the Occam began to survey SCP-1480, the only response it received from the entity was the windshield occasionally flashing, "They are not yours." This has been the only significant signal received from SCP-1480 since the Occam's landfall. For information regarding additional anomalous events connected to SCP-1480, please consult documentation for SCP-1680 and SCP-1380.